Making a difference in our community, this is Karen Maxwell. Karen, thanks for being a woman of influence. So to start off with, how did you end up in your current position?
Oh, that's funny. I didn't go to school to be a home hardware dealer, you know. You just don't do that, right? The business opportunity came up because my parents ended up buying the hardware store in Renfrew. It was Home Mall at the time. And my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, worked as a manager at a Beaver Lumber location in Ottawa. So I was working in the real estate sector. My parents had the opportunity to expand their business, and by this time my husband and I were married. And it just seemed like a good fit to move to Renfrew, which was a beautiful community that we liked. We joined them in the business as their partners, and the rest pretty much is history. I've been a home hardware dealer now for 26 years.
So what has been your biggest challenge?
Well, I guess the biggest challenge for me on a day-to-day basis would just be that I'm doing different things all the time. You know, when you own a business, and especially a retail operation, you wear a lot of hats. So maybe one of the biggest challenges would be as a female in a male-dominated industry, because that was certainly more so the case when we first bought into the business. Now, I would say it's more that I'm pulled in so many different directions on any given day, but I think that's also what I like the most about what I do. I'm never bored.
How did you get involved in the industry?
Well, like I said, it just sort of happened. There was a business opportunity to come to a nice community and work at building and expanding the existing business.
Awesome. And what advice would you give to a woman starting out in your industry?
Don't try to be a superwoman. At the time that I was raising my children and running the business, I think there were times where I fell into that trap and maybe felt like I wasn't doing any one thing well. You can spread yourself a little too thin. But, you know, find something that you really enjoy. Put your heart and soul into it. And as long as you're getting that kind of fulfillment back and your satisfaction, leaving at the end of the day happy with what you've done, pour your energy into the things that make you happy, and you're going to be successful in whatever that it is that you do. And if you love it, keep doing it. You know, there may be frustrations and hurdles along the way, and you're going to have successes and you're going to have failures, and you're going to learn more from those failures than you're going to learn from those easy successes. Just keep doing it if you love it.
That's really good advice. So lastly, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
Well, I could say my marriage and my children, but if it relates to the business, honestly, the most satisfying thing for me has been working, and particularly in the case of women in my business, we've brought a lot of people up through the ranks over the years. My purchasing coordinator right now has a university education, which came to us because she was moving to a small town. She worked as a cashier, and she's worked her way up into her present role. And I could say the same about a lot of women that work for us currently. But they came to work for us, and they showed initiative and, you know, great, smart, diligent women. And all of our administration in the business right now is female. Recognizing and promoting talent, I think, would be my biggest business achievement.
Listen to all our Women of Influence at renfrewtoday.ca.